大丈夫。
שיר זה לנשמת הילד ישראל צבי בן דיבר לחיים טייבים בפשויר דבח שכולי שבס את היום שכולי דבח שכולי שבס a whole series of shirim and Hilcha Shabbos. The goal over here is to try to chaperayin as many melachas as we can chaperayin. Each and every day is a topic, but the goal within these topics is to bring out as many melachas as we can. When the name of the shir is summertime melachas, it definitely gives me a tremendous leeway to mention as much as I can. I mean, when I tried to think today, what goes into summertime melachas? What would you put in there? So I started thinking to myself, maybe about making ice, maybe about going on vacation, maybe about being out in the grass. There's a lot more outside. There's a lot of shade. There's a lot of sun. There's a lot of things, a lot of trees taking place. I also started to think to myself also about Seder. Seder is one of those malachas that I think most people think it's not Tzanegeya. I'm not trapping lions on Shabbos. The Gemara's examples are lions, and the Gemara's examples are that type of nature. So I think it's not such a negeya. Happens to be that Seder in the sugya of Hilchos Shabbos is one of the most negeya of all of Hilchos Shabbos. All of the halachas of Pesikei Reishah are learned out. All the halachas of Gramas are learned out. Many different dinim are learned out in the sugya of Seder. About halacha lemaisa, and I think most people think it's not such a negeya. But the emphasis, we'll even start with Seder. I'll tell you what. Number one, you'll see it's a very negeya. We'll get to all these other inyanim also, all these other malachas. What happens if you decide to take a vacation to the moon when it's Shabbos? Very negeya. Zechen negeya. We'll see. Bez Hashem, right? So, these types of shilas. But the reason I'm starting with Seder is because I want Siyata Deshmaya. And this week's parasha states Vegames Atzira. Vegames Atzira. So the emphasis, according to the Ibn Ezra, we don't have too much Siyata Deshmaya. Ibn Ezra learns Maritik Chiddush. He learns that the Tzira was after some type of a tzaras that's going to befall the Goyim and Knan in Eretz Yisrael before Klal Yisrael comes in. It's a certain type of a machla. So according to Ibn Ezra, we don't have too much of a Siyata Deshmaya. But the Rashi learns the Pashim Shat, the Gemara in Saita, that the Tzira is a Gevissa type. It wasn't a regular bee. We're going to talk about a regular bee today. We're going to talk about a regular wasp today. But this was some type of Meyuchatik a bee that would be Mesama the people, Mesaris the people, would blind the people, and would do all types of things to the people before Klal Yisrael would get there. We'll see. That be most probably you would be allowed to kill on Shabbos. We'll see soon. But we'll talk about our bees and our Devarim. Are you allowed to trap them? Are you allowed to kill them on Shabbos? So let's try to go derech these malachas. Big Avoida. Big Avoida, Bez Hashem. We'll try to get through as many as we can, and Bez Hashem, the whole week, to get there as much of Hilchos Shabbos as we can. The emes like this. You have to have two backgrounds. There's mamish shilas mice in the kol Shabbos. You're sweeping the floor and there's ants. All of a sudden you realize you have an ant infestation. All of a sudden you see on the floor a cockroach. And your wife says to me, it's either me or her. Sometimes she says it's me or, either me or them. These are definitely the mice in the kol Shabbos, right? Somebody came to my house a couple of years ago already. And on Shabbos he had a shilas. There's a cat that went into his house. It couldn't get it out. What now? What do you do? He had a shiloh, we'll see soon. He wanted at least to die. He kept on running around after the cat. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't get the cat to go in a certain place. But he had a way that he'd be able to direct the cat into one specific room, which would be Nishu Ferelah because he was going to that room. So all these shilohs, these are maisim, taka, bekol, Shabbos, bees, mosquitoes that keep you up at night, that keep you up the whole Friday night. There could be mamish, a terrible tsar in Shabbos. Is there any eitzah? Is there any eitzah to trap them? Is there any eitzah maybe even to kill them? So we'll try to get, you have to have a background in the melach of Seder. I can give two words of background. Then we'll go into the cases. One background is that Seder is miyuchid. You find here in Siman Shinta Zayin something you don't find kimat in all the other melachas. You find in Shulchan Aruch over and over again the lashin patra val aser. We all know Patra Velasa. Everyone here knows that Patra Velasa means that it's not Chayiv Min HaTorah. It's Patra Velasa. It's Patra Velasa the Rabbanan. I think everyone knows that. But you find that concept in Seder many times. There are many ways that something can become Asa the Rabbanan in Seder, yet it's not Nisa Deraisa. And in Seder, it's extremely, extremely wichtig to wissen. To understand it, it's very important. because there are a lot of kulas which are going to be based on this. You realize yourself right away, it might be a kula legabe amir la'akum if something is only a derabanan. You realize there could be kulas legabe gramas, but there are going to be many kulas that the place can give us over here explicitly. Shabura talks about b'makam tzar, b'makam hezek, when it's already knocked down to derabanan. You'll see many of the shailas, if not kima, most of the shailas we're going to deal with are shailas derabanan, which I'll explain in a moment. The first and foremost klal you have to know by tzeda is the concept of ein b'minoy nitzay. Mishyadazach in tzeda is considered chayiv. I'm only chayiv if I trap, do me at the mishkin, a type of an animal, a type, it could be a fish, it could be a bird, it could be anything, but it's a type of an animal, bird, or something that is the derech to be trapped. Now, you're trapping it. What do you mean? Obviously, if I'm trapping this, it's a derech to be trapped. We trap everything, right? Everything we trap. But it's a toyus. Trapping means that you trap, it's a derech that it's normally trapped for a positive purpose. It could be it's normal to trap alligators for their skin. It could be it's normal to trap snakes for their skin. It could be it's normal to trap different types of animals for different types of remedies, refuah, etc. It's a big shaila. Once asked Rav Yashiv, if they trap different types of animals for the purpose of science, mechkar, it's called in Lashon HaKodesh, different chakidas to try and figure out this. Is that called a minoy nitzay? Does it now become that a mouse, for example, we'll see soon, is a mouse called a minoy nitzay? Because a mouse is taka, everyone knows, an experimental mouse. It's definitely something that is trapped for a positive purpose. If the Asher said, it's at least a suffix. It's a shayla. Maybe it's okay, we'll see. A suffix that rises. But minoy nitzay generally means something that is trapped for a positive purpose to eat. Obviously, you trap an animal, you trap a tzvi in order to eat. That's obviously called a positive purpose. Ein b'minoy nitzay is an issa d'rabbanan. To trap something which is an ein b'minoy nitzay, it's not the normally trapped type of an item, is only an issa d'rabbanan, which knocks down many of our shaylas. That means that the entire insect world just turned into a derabanan. I mean, obviously you realize that the entire insect world is not something that people trap for any positive purpose. They trap it to get rid of it, obviously. That just basically knocked out any cockroach. They call them cockroaches in English. They call them a juke. So the kids said, these are zicha ein b'minoy nitzay. And we'll see that's very important for the hemshach. That's number one. The second big cloud that you have to know in Hilchos Tzeda is what makes something nitzay? What makes something trapped? So avada, if you take it, you grab it with your hands, it's trapped. Avada, if you put it inside a cage and you hold on to that cage, that's trapped. But there's another hagdara. Let's say I have something, says the Gemara. The Gemara is different, the shyness. I'm not going into the whole Gemara, but basically in English, let's say something is confined that I can chop it. I can explain this, it would take time, what's gechapt and ish gechapt, but let's say something is so confined, I can chop it in one running, it's kimat tachas yadi. It's gechapt. I just have to do one more action and it's gechapt. So that is tzeidah deraisa. That's tzeidah deraisa. Tzeidah deraisa, if it's so gechapt, that I ran after it, and it ran into a certain confine, that now all I have to do is one more thing, and it's mine. That's the tzeidah deraisa. That's one level. A second level is if I ran it into a place where it's semi-confined, we'll call it. Semi-confined. I would have to do a lot of tachbulos, like you say. I'd have to work very hard, a lot of shtiklach in order to get it, but it's at least easier to get than it was before. So that's not called tzeidah deraisa. I didn't chap it deraisa, chap it derabanan. It's Chazal considered this to be a tzeidah. You can start clearing what happens when I take something from that matziv and I make it into a smaller matziv, into a more confined matziv. So it sounds like that should be a tzeidah deraisa, right? I knocked it down from I made it from a tzeidah derabanan. Now I knocked it that it was before attainable somewhat. Now it's very attainable. So that could be even a deraisa. There's one more level, which you'll see also very important. Let's say I have something. Let's say I would close the door in this room over here. And I'm using this room for a moment. We'll see. I'm going to get back to cases. But let's say I close the door. A mosquito flew into this room. And I close the door the second he flies into the room. Has anything changed? Has anything changed, Bichlal? It's confined zichanish. Is it semi-confined zichanish? Am I any better shape at catching him than before? No. So the poiskim, I once asked this question from Nissen Karelis design gesund. He told me the hagdara that you say over is it has to have episode oizkut bichlal that you have episode gevissa shlita on it. It has to be some type of a gevissa shlita. And these halachas, that's the beauty of Hilchos Shabbos. You have to appreciate these things. You have to understand that the more you see the examples, you understand it more. But it's a svara. I don't have any shlita anymore over. I have no more control over it than I had before. Those are basically Pachas v'yoyser, takdamas, I need to continue. And now, with this, you'll see, now I know that's one way to be drabanan, is the level of confinement, to what extent it's confined, it's clapped. The second is, if it's an ein b'mina netzai, that's another drabanan, which, like we said, that basically takes care of most of the mosquito world and the bug world, etc., etc. There's another thing, obviously, is that you have to keep in mind always, Seda, in general, when a person is chapping, he's chapping a mosquito, he's chapping this. Our examples, come on, every example that we're going to have, come on, are all cases of where he's not doing it for a positive purpose. He's doing it to get rid of the item. The concept of Seda, Rambam says, Seda means I'm getting something, I'm acquiring something. What if I acquire something, bichtei, to rid myself of it, to get rid of it, bichlal? So the Rambam has a tzad to say, it's not even Seda bichlal. Okay, we maybe say it's still an Issa Drabbana, and we call it maybe an Ein Tzarich L'Gufay. It's an Ein Tzarich L'Gufay maybe. But the concept you see is that I'm going to be able with this to be knocking down the shaitlas lesser and lesser and lesser. I'm going to have a lot of leeway. Number one, Ein B'mina Netzai. Number two, if it's not confined, if it's not considered, I chapped it on a derisive level. And number three, if I'm not doing it for a positive purpose, I'm doing it to get rid of it, which is most of our cases. Mashal. Now let's go one by one. I'll give you first examples you find explicit in the Paiskim, then I'll give you my examples. The Mishnah Berurah talks about a case, I can't say it's a common case, Eretz Yisrael, it's talking much more common, you'll tell me if it's common here, is you have a bird that flies into a Beis Medrash. So I say, talking Eretz Yisrael, this is Alamo. Every Friday night, the bird flies into a Beis Medrash, he makes a little bit of havoc, the kids like looking at it, and the adults like looking at it. But now, let's say it's cold. Let's say, now, bird is a Minu Nitzad. A bird is a Minu Nitzad, it's a type of a behemoth that, as other people trap birds, there's no Shaila. And now, you have this matzav where the bird came in. If you want to go and close the window because it's cold, yeah, so now what are you doing? We know that there's a concept in halacha known as psik reisha. Even though I'm closing the window because it's cold, but inevitably it's also confining the bird. Okay, so now let's think about this for a minute. Did the bird get any more trapped? Did the bird get closer? So yeah, look, depends. A bird that would fly into this room over here. Right, let's say I would take a bird and put him into this room over here. Right, you fly this room. So now it's a lot easier for you to catch the bird than if the bird was outside. Now it's doable. You would have to. It wouldn't be easy. It wouldn't be on the first go. You'd have to maybe get some type of a net or whatnot. But it certainly made it doable. I would consider that to be maybe it's Seder Rabbanan. I'd say Seder Isa, because I didn't put it into a matzav of where I can get it within one grab, one run, one ritza, like the Gemara calls it. But now it's doable. So it's somewhat confined. You can't say it's not at all under my shlita. Okay. It's hard to say, it's not b'chlal under my shlita. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I was like, if you go over to the window and you close the window, b'dafka, because you want to get that bird. So then you're not over on the right, but you're over the bottom. So now, says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if I go over to the window and I close the window because I'm cold? So that should be a psik reisha. Okay, the loy michalei. I'm not happy about the bird being trapped in here, but it's nonetheless, it's a psik reisha loy michalei with an issa d'rabbanan, which we hold is aser. Psik reisha loy michalei and d'rabbanan is aser. So Mishnah Berurah brings some nechayodah, but let's say it's a makom hezek. Let's say this bird, let's say it's makom tsar. Let's say it's cold and you're freezing and makom tsar. So now we got what to talk about. We just knocked down the shayla. It's a psik reisha, loy michalei. I'm not doing it for the purpose of getting the bird. And the whole shayla is only shayla d'rabbanan. Because I didn't confine it, I don't have the bird. So the man loved it. Muck and sar, they weren't guys. And I'm using that Mishnah Berurah as an example. It's they not mavur in the paiskim when they let us. I'm just going to tell you my example. It's not so clear in the paiskim when they let us use these concepts of segregations and loy michales and double darbanans and etc. Over here, I tell you. Can see what I come out from the sugya. I got other rabbits. My name is Stein Milsa. But those are the examples that the paiskim can bring us. Mishnah Berurah. Now, somebody asked me about it one time. He asked me that he wanted to lock the shul. There was a bird in the shul. So anybody wanted to lock up the shul. So now he doesn't have anything. He's a Talmud Chacham himself. He said, what hetter does he have to lock the shul? He's leaving the shul. It's not bothering anybody there, but he doesn't want to leave the shul locked because he's afraid of Ganovim. Right? So what do you say? Ganovim, is that enough of a... It's a psik reisha loy michalei. Zichar doesn't want the bird in there. Okay? Psik reisha loy michalei, it's not totally confined. So it's only drabanan. Psik reisha loy michalei, drabanan. The makim. A hezek. So I have a raya again. You're going to have to take my word for some of the things because we have a lot to get to. We have a big agenda. I have a raya from the end of the Mishnah Berurah and Simchat Torah Zayin that b'makom ganovim he'd be mekel here also. So I was mekel. Psikresha lenichale darabanan b'makom ganova b'makom a hezek like that. The body can't leave a shul open or wherever that situation was over there. You can't leave the shul open. And so besides, there's a makom to be mekel. A case like this. You have a case that. A cat, that we spoke about before, the cat runs into the house. Okay, so let's figure out what this is first. cat is a mino nitzai. They trap cats. It's mino nitzai. Okay. Now the cat is in the house. What I want to do is I want to run this cat into. Now if you run that cat into a closet, that's their isa. You just chat the cat, the gamrei, that's a gamrei, is the gamrei, say the deraisa, mamish say the deraisa. Okay, but what he wanted to do was, he had a merpeset. See, the shadla came to me. He had a merpeset, which a merpeset is a porch. A porch, and some type of a balcony. He had a matzv over there, where it's an enclosed merpeset. So there's nothing going on in there. It's interesting, I had like old things in there and whatnot. He says, let the cat dray around the whole entire Shabbos in there. Right? Now, the Matthias is like this. He said to me that if he's going to take the cat and get into there, you know and I know that he's not going to get the cat in one read zone. The cat, let's say he has a merpeset, let me tell you, it's the size of these four rows over there. These four rows over there. So he's going to run in, the cat's going to run there, the cat's going to run there, the cat's going to run there. So I can't say that that's a deraisa. It's not a ritza echa that he's going to chat the cat. The way he described to me, this cat, I thought that each case might be different, each size might be different. But let's say in this case, it wasn't the deraisa. So he wants to know now, he's going to run it into there. So what's the heter? Let's try and work this out. So I have now, it's not a segregation anymore. This is a maisa of tzedek. He's trying to trap this cat in a darabanan dika form of trapping. B'chdei what? B'chdei that, number one, his wife should come back to the house. Okay? Number two, that it shouldn't damage. The cat was trying to grab the cat's house. It was going to do a tremendous amount of damage. It wasn't shaykh. Nope. So what do you say? We have here darabanan of the actual surah of the tzedek. We have here hezek. That's already pushing it. I only have a darabanan, and I have here hezek. It's a little bit shver. The only thing I have over here is that, again, you have that other svar that we spoke about, is that it's ein tzarich legufo. I'm not trapping the cat for the sake of having the cat. I'm doing everything halavai that I should not have this cat. And I'm trapping it nitzahopin. So you have here an ein tzarich legufo on a type of a trapping which is not a confinement, a real proper confinement, but makim that the cat is going to do a tremendous amount of hezek. So it's makim yimekel. Makim yimekel. If I die, you're dead, guy. That would be the best thing. Right? If you get a guy, then you're for sure in business. You get somebody Chinese, it's even Kal V'chaymer. About Kopanim, that's the best stuff. Now, a fly, a double window. This is a Meisim B'Kol Shabbos. You have these double windows, these double screens. You have a screen in the window. So let's go in order. You have the window over here, you have the screen over here, and you want to close the window. Why you want to close the window? Because you see flies there. You see flies there, so you don't want the flies coming into the house. You want you want to trap the flies between the double screen, between the double window. That's a kind of straight. About the flies of the rabban, the taka ain the midonitza. Depending on the size of your screen, many times the taka is, if you would trap it, technically, now it's so confined that all you'd have to do is put your hand in there and you'd be able to chop it, technically. Which would mean that that's considered a seder deraisa, the type of trapping deraisa on an ain midonitza, which is the rabban. Okay, sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes it's a big enough screen that the vada attacker wouldn't even be able to get it still. That still wouldn't be able to get it, so it would be a double drop on. Okay, but let's go on. That's just what you have to lay down. That's how you have to work in Seder. It's a beautiful sugya. You have to work down the sugya. Each case you have to work down. So let's go on. If I close this screen and this fly has a little, the window's not in guns and closed. So yeah, it's a little escape hatch. He's just not so smart. Right? I'm going to close over here, and he has a way to get out. And that's a gemutter. I didn't trap him because he's not smart. That's not by the shildik. So if I close the window over here and he could fly out, so then that's not safe. Okay, but let's say it's closed. And now you want to close the other one. And you want to close it because you want to trap him. So it's a problem. It's a problem. That's what we're talking about today. Say, okay. But let's say it like this. Let's say I want to close the window because I'm cold. Right? Oh, so now we're in business. I want to close the window because I'm cold. Derech Agav, it's going to get trapped. So again, now we have what to work with. Sikresha, Tzloy Nichalei, not happy it's happening. It's a Tzedah Drabanon. It's a double Drabanon, even maybe. Drabanon number one is that it's an Eim B'Midonitza. Drabanon number two, depending on the size. But even if I don't have that, we saw already in Mishabur's makeup, Sikresha, Tzloy Nichalei, on one Drabanon, when does a Hezek? That's why you have to keep on doing it. And this point on, unfortunately, we have to get to many Malachas, but the Oilam will do it themselves. I'll get to other examples now. And now you have to do it yourself and go one by one through all these types of shaydas. Mashal, I had a shay like this. I had a shayla about a month ago. A mosquito flew into my room. We became quite acquainted. And it was on Shabbos night, and he knew there was nothing I could do about it. There he is. And he goes, there he was. So, but then he made the fatal mistake of flying into the bathroom. I went to the bathroom. Now, this is where I had my shayla. So, can I close that door? Can I close that door? Let's push it. Let's try and cheshbon this out now. He's a mosquito. He's an ein b'mino nitzay. I don't have a mosquito collection. It's not about that. No. His name is the bathroom itself. Let's push it. Let's cheshbon out a second here. The bathroom. Is it pshat that now I can find him in a way where he's easier to catch because he's in the bathroom? Or is it, there's no shlit at all on the mosquito when he's in the bathroom? I think if you think about it, Libet Emes, at first, my first thought was, I thought it was Bashit, I have no shlit on him, Bechlal. There's no difference between him in the big room and the little room. But then I realized it's not really true. I'll tell you why, by default, it's not really true. In the light, this is Friday night. You have to think about it. Talam de Shishayim. In Friday night, the light was on in the bathroom. Light's on in the bathroom. Outside, I can't chap him, Bechlal. Okay. Now he flew into the bathroom. First of all, the bathroom is smaller, obviously. Okay. And number two, it's on a white background and there's light. So he went from being someone that I cannot bechlal catch. On a Friday night, I certainly can't catch him. It's impossible to catch. To go to a mokim on a bathroom which is smaller and lighter, etc., where I could just go over to him and, you know, if it'd be a weekday, give him, you know, and write a circle and say, the man, you'll be your mother, and let all the other mosquito members learn from this. That this, I thought that would be considered at least a Tzedek Rabbanon. I thought it would be at least a Tzedek Rabbanon, meaning I don't think it's considered, I'm not trapping in Bechlal. Okay, so it's a Tzedek Rabbanon. Let's go in order. We have a Drabbanon, we have Ein B'Minah Nitzay, we have a double Drabbanon, and it's an Ein Tzarech L'Gufay, and B'Makim that I'm not going to be able to sleep the whole entire night, right? And I'm not going to be able to sleep the whole entire night, so then my wife is going to have Tzar. So the Mela, Sigresha, Lainichle, two Drabbanons, the Malkin, the Tsar, yeah, the Maisa. It was 3 o'clock in the morning when I made this psak, but I was Megal. And now that I'm recounting the psak, I think that it's not even Nemistic psak. Somebody came to me, shy like this. Shy about, there was a cockroach, a juke, that came into the house. He said that the cockroach goes into a certain place. He has a certain hole that he goes into. Yeah, he has a certain, but it's not a hole. It's like it's basically a hole that goes into another room. And that room is closed on one side. So what he wants to do is like this. He wants to put a hole, he wants to put by the hole something. He wants to put a stopper by the hole so the cockroach can't come out. And he wants to put by the door on the other side a towel. He wants to put a towel on the floor so the cockroach can't come out. And then the cockroach will stay in that room the whole entire Shabbos and nobody will go in there and everything is fine. Right? That's his wife's room. He has his other room. The cockroach will stay in that room over there. No, so what do you say about that one? So see, if he would go into that room, I don't know. I mean, you can't say it's not confined at all. It's a drabon. It's confined a little bit more. It's now a little bit easier for him to get this cockroach. It went into a smaller confine, so it's a little bit easier. Okay, I'm not sure if what I just said is true. Is there a difference between being able to catch a cockroach when it's in the living room as opposed to this room? If it's slow enough, you'll be able to catch it. If it's not slow enough, you won't be able to catch it. I think this is different than a lot of the examples we spoke about today. I'm not sure if it changed anything at all by him, what he did. If that's the case, then it's mutter. In other words, he puts the stopper there, he puts the stopper on the other side. He's in just the same etzim position of being able to chop the cockroach as he was before. It's Shabbos, so he's not allowed to actually get it and pick it up anyways. So Mamela, I don't know if he did any better. Mice, in this case, I was Meikle. It's Serufim, obviously, that anyways the Tzedah we're talking about is the Rabbanu Tzedah. You know, the Knack in Tzedah is not to tell you what's awesome. Everything's awesome. Whatever I don't talk about is awesome. Okay? The Knack is to try and figure out when we can have certain coolas. Sweeping ants. So this is Meritik and Machlaikis. Meritik and Shai. You have, not like uncle and ants. Like the Nimalim, what they call them. No, that's anties. I did the right thing. No, ants. I'm okay. Ants, sweeping ants. The Americans, I have to say, sweeping ants, sweeping uncles, but you guys, it's a whole different verta. So, sweeping ants. What do I mean, sweeping ants? You're not sweeping ants, you're sweeping the floor. Right? And when you sweep the floor, inevitably, if you have an ant problem, you'll be sweeping ants, you'll be sweeping uncles, you'll be sweeping cousins. Sometimes you have problems. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. You have that type of math. Sometimes the ants is a very miyuchadikazach. Now, you're going to sweep it into a dustpan. That's Tzedah, Toysi says. Because now I chopped it. It's a Tzedah al-Manas l'shachrer, but it's a Tzedah nonetheless. You have him for a few seconds, and then you're going to get rid of him. But that's a Tzedah. That's a Tzedah. So, sorry?
King it off.
What?
King it off.
The Tzedah, but the Vaila, in the meantime, I have him.
Right?
Yeah, take a scoop and you'll see. Don't take a scooper and you'll see. You can take him, dip him into chocolate, you have him. There you go. There's no Shaila. So, and the Shaila's like this. The Shaila is that an ant is something which is it really possible to say on an ant b'chlal? What's a Shaila? Shlomo Zalman Zecherno Levracha had a Gemara Emesis, a Rashi about this, a Taisus Rid about this, and Shabbos, it was a big sugya. But Shlomo Zalman had sought to say that any slow moving animal is a Shoyin Gechabt. And there's no Tzayid on a slow moving animal. You have what do they call a hare, I think, right? You have an animal which is so slow, a turtle. If I go over to a turtle on Shabbos in the forest, I pick up a turtle, Chutz V'Moksa. I go over to a turtle in the forest on Shabbos, I pick up a turtle, am I over on Tzayid? Shlomo Zalman says you're not. Shlomo Zalman says you're not. How you over on Seda? It's already Shoyin Gechabt. It's Seda. The concept of Seda is it has to be that you have to work epis to go and chab something. But if something is already Shoyin Gechabt, all you have to do is go over and pick it up. As I just can Seda. As I get tiny Shlomo Zalman. Nemes says there's a lot of kitzisvarim that went to ikvus for Shlomo Zalman, and they brought this down as mamas for Amshutim. They ask him for Shlomo Zalman. They ask him a shaila. They ask that the Shmoyin Shrotzim. It's a whole parak in Shabbos about Shmuel Shrotzim, and one of them is a tzav, and the tzav in Lachar is a turtle, and it says mafirish that there's a tzayid on that. So they say, so Shlomo Zalman says, not talking about what we call a turtle, it's talking about something else. And as I get, when I asked the shout of Yashiv said tzayid deraisa. Tzayid deraisa, he's talking about a machlekes mamish mikotzah, according to Shlomo Zalman, to pick up an ant. An ant is a good example. If there's any ant you could really, you know, as fast as he runs, you can run faster. Right, so an ant is something you just pick up, and that's it. According to Shlomo Zalman, it is mutter gomer tad moksa. You have moksa, but a turtle. According to Shlomo Zalman, you can pick up the turtle on Shabbos. You're not over and say it. According to Shlomo Zalman, chay misa. According to Rabbi Yashu, chay misa. Okay, off the cliff. So how do I pass on the shaila? Such a big shaila. So I say it like this: look, and the rice is a chavmayra. Yeah. But on an ain b'mina nitzai, it's a big shayla. It's a shayla that's kimat built in mochur. This right is b'kan of the kan from the rishayim. A very difficult shayla. So at least you know we're after the shayla. So after the shayla, you say, look, b'makam to abanan, b'makam to b'meikol. So ain b'mina nitzai, like an ant. An ant is an ain b'mina nitzai, and that's the shayla we're talking about. So if you're sweeping the floor and there's going to be ants over there, so what's going to happen? You're going to be chopping things that are ain b'mina nitzai that maybe there's no tzayd on that b'chlal. So this b'makam b'meikol. You have this ant problem, you'd be able to sweep the floor with the ants and go and scoop them out, throw them into the garbage, throw them wherever you want. Okay. That's like kumtais. Now,
what? What would
be a case what?
A bird is in this room when he wants to go out.
A bird in this, oh, so there's no, it's very important, Allah, Shaila, there's no fakir tseida. We know that by kosev there's an opposite malacha called meichik. There's a lot of malachas that we'll find that there's no opposite. You know, by tseveya, there's no opposite malacha. It's not so known. By tseveya, by kosev, there's an opposite called meichik. But let's say a lady has makeup on from before Shabbos. So there's an issue to put on makeup on Shabbos, al tzevei. It's an issue to tzevei on Shabbos. Let's say she wants to wash off the makeup. So if she wrote letters on her skin, that's a shaila meichik. Because kosev, the writing, is whether it's in symbols or whether it's in pictures, so the faker, the malacha, is meichik. But Mashiach came when it comes to tzevei, There's no fakir to malacha. If a person wants to have, let's say she has a background, so she put on makeup, that's example tzaveya, which is negated by us. You have tzaveya, so you go and you erase the tzaveya, you wash off the makeup, wash off a person has a nail polish or whatever, these types of things, to wash it off, there's no opposite of tzaveya. So too by tzeda. It's not so known. There's no iser to open up the trap. There's no iser to let the bird out. No iser. I'm just pushing no iser. I'm finding iser and that's it. So, now the ma'aseh is let's go like this. Are you allowed to Mishabura brings down you're not allowed to put out a mouse trap on Shabbos. Mishabura says no mouse trap on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put out a mouse trap. The reason the Mishabura says, very interesting reason, he says because maybe that moment that you're going to put out the mouse trap, maybe that second the mouse is going to run in and you'll be over in a Chayav Chatas. So they made a gzeira. What I see from this, they made a gzeira that you can't put out a mouse trap because even though if you put it out, it'll only be a grumma that the mouse will get chat. Grumma b'makim tzar and hezek, it could be meikol. But Mishabura says, but we're daikin that maybe the mouse is going to run in that minute, and a mouse, Mishabura learns, is a mino nitzai. He's a derisive dick and seda. And so they say, they made it zero. Okay, what's an afkamina? Afkamina is you're allowed to put out fly paper on Shabbos. They have fly paper over here. You know, that sticky fly paper that they put out to catch the bugs and catch the mosquitoes and dust. So, you see this. I saw one sefer, and he writes, Lefid Mishabura, so it's going to be aser to put out fly paper on Shabbos. Right? And I say, Pum Fakert, Lefid Mishabura, it's going to be mutter to put out fly paper on Shabbos. Why? Because the Mishabura says, what's the reason why you're not allowed to put out a mouse trap on Shabbos? It's not the Mishabura, because maybe that second the mouse is going to come in, and you're going to be over in a Chiyuchatis. And I say, no mosquito, no bug, no fly, no anything is ever going to make you be over in a Chiyuchatis. So that's already showing Xero. We have no raya that Chazal ever made a zakzera. And I'm sorry, I have not sat now like this. I didn't even ask anybody because to me it's in first Mishabur. You're allowed to put out fly paper on Shabbos. Yeah, you can't take the fly paper and put it on the bug. Okay, but nobody's doing that. But you're allowed to put out the fly paper. Okay, you have all types of other shots, which I'm not getting involved in. How are you going to put it up and stick it? And is that shot? That's not my job. That's your job to figure out how to do it. But I have no problem putting it out. I can tell you a secret. If you have a mouse on Shabbos, a mouse in the house, big Shiloh, and Nezer, Kiveger, they all discuss that are mice really minor nitzites? Are they really minonitzites? So I gave an example, the height of the site, maybe they're minonitzites because of laboratory mice and rats and whatnot, etc. But you can't say it's a roi, even it's a norm. You can't say it's a norm. And there are a lot of achroinim that learn that maybe mice are not even deraisa. So I just, you know, I wonder out loud. If a person have a terrible mouse problem and his wife says, if you don't put out a mouse trap, I'm leaving and whatever. Some people, they're going to be happy about that. But the other people, that they're going to be very distressed and it's going to ruin his Einik Shabbos. So then, such a person, I wonder out loud if maybe there'd be a makom to be mekel if he the cheshbon I'm making. Okay, you can't ask a kasha in the Mishabura, because the Mishabura was talking and he obviously held that the mice back then were minor mitzvah. I don't know the mitzias what was there, but we know that nowadays people aren't trapping mice and there's a machlekes achrayim back in them. But at least, legabe mosquito, you can certainly, for lazachom what I said, and you can put out the fly paper, b'kai govna. Now, that's, you know, I call that the Shlava Aleph, we'll call it. It's got a bunch of other shaylos that are negayim. The island here, they know what hamsters are. Hamsters, they have that. It's like mice. It's like fancy mice. It's like mice that you actually pay money for. It's not massive, the whole thing. But check. My children know. You know, in my house, whenever they get the Rebbe's and Chayde, they give them the fish. And those, they don't have a great Sarichas Yomim in my house. I could have to bring them there. But hamsters. So what's the gay hamster? You buy hamsters Erev Shabbos, or it doesn't have to be Erev Shabbos, you buy them on Tuesday. You bring them into the Haim, now you have to feed the hamster. You have to know one thing. When you open up that gate, you know, when you open up that cage, so what happens? So he's going to try to run out. He's not used to the surroundings yet. It takes a long time for him to get used to the surroundings. He's going to try to run out, and sometimes he's successful to run out, and it takes a long thing, and you get him, etc., etc. But I'm going to tell you a secret. When you open up that cage on Shabbos, you have to put your hand to the cage. You have to put your hand to the door. Excuse me. You have to put your hand to the door. You have to mention the Shulchan Aruch says in Shita Zayin Tzivav. You have to put your hand to the door and make a matziv of where he can't get out. If you take your hand, you turn around for a second and you move over to get the food or whatnot, and then you come back to the cage. That's it. You can't close the gate anymore. You can't close the cage because till now, right, when he's wide open, he has the ability to run out. You all understand? He has the ability to run out. I have the ability to close it and confine him totally, make it a derisa. But right now, he's kivyachol. He's only half gekapt. At that moment, when the door is open, he could run right out. As I said, how do you have to do it with a hamster? You have to put your hand on the door, and if you take off your hand for 1 minute, you know, you take it off just to close. It's fine. But if you take it off, that's it. Then you won't be able to close it the rest of Shabbos. And about the after Shabbos, you'll have to get a new hamster. Now, so clearly it comes out like this. Killing, we didn't even discuss it. It deals the Shabbat. The Ben Shai writes in one place, killing a mosquito is like killing a camel. That's his dogma. The Gemara of the Ben Shai in Baghdad. Killing a mosquito is like killing a camel. It's the same thing. That's it. Now, the mindset says it. You have to keep in mind, though, very important, killing a mosquito and bugs and all these things that we would be killing, or bees and whatnot, all these things, are always going to be melacha shein tzricha legufus. Because nobody's killing it for a positive purpose. He's obviously not killing it to eat it. He's obviously not killing it for some positive purpose, to get the skin of the mosquito. It's obviously not a positive purpose, but still, ain't tzricha legufus, an isser derabanan, and the strongest isser derabanan that we have. There's no shayla. However, you just have to keep this in mind. Now, I'll give you a few examples where this is very negeya. I mean, you cannot kill a mosquito on Shabbos. There's no shayla. And you can't kill a bee on Shabbos. There's no shayla. Another thing is like this. Let's go in order. Number one, the Pesukim can speak about what happens if you have a dangerous animal. Chalila, a person who goes in summertime halachas, right? He's in the mountains, is that he sees a dangerous animal. The halachas, if you see a dangerous animal that can kill, even if it's standing still, right? Avad, there's no shayla in the world. Pekuach nefesh gomer. I can't be mefarit what the dangerous animals are because I don't know myself. You probably know better than me. You see a dog and he's got all types of dreadful drool and whatnot. This is a dangerous animal. That's a sekanas nefashas. Mamash, you're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to kill him, that's the halacha. Now, I have a klal. I don't say this over in the shir, because I have a klal. If you see a snake in the middle of the street, I don't know if you should go over and kill him. whatever you would do on a Tuesday, you could do on Shabbos. Now, I don't know what you do on Tuesday, right? But whatever you do on Tuesday, do on Shabbos. So the halacha says you can kill him, and you should kill him because he's dangerous. But if you don't know how to kill him, then it might wind up fakarit. So I don't know. Get out of there. But that's what the halacha says. The halacha goes further and says, let's say you have, okay, nowadays, let's say you have a suffix. You have a suffix. You don't know. I don't know if this is a poisonous snake. This is not a poisonous snake. I have no idea. So they asked me the shaila a few weeks ago. They found it in the street by me in Ramat Shlomo. They found the snake. And he said, the person came to the house and he said to me, they found the snake. What do we do? So I said, I don't know. Could you come in? I want to close the door. So he says, no, he's willing to kill it. If you tell me, I can kill it. I said, I don't know. You're allowed to kill poisonous snakes. It's not poisonous. So he says, I don't know if it's poisonous. So I said, to kill it. He said, why? But the Paiskim won't speak about that if it's a suffix. So then, only if it's running after you. They make all types of chalukim. If it's running after you, you're allowed to kill it. I said, look, there are kids in the street. There are kids all around. This is Shabbos Kodesh, Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. The kids walk around the street on a Tuesday. So Kavu Chayim on a Shabbos. So Mamela, you have to kill it. I don't know if it's dangerous. I don't know if it's not dangerous. I have no idea. If you don't know, you kill it. That's the klal. Again, these aren't so negay, I think, really. Simply because when we see these dangerous, scary creatures, we run the other way. And we hope he's not running after us. But that's the klal. And what's more negay is, and that's klal, that even an animal, the place can say like this. Let's say you have an animal which, if it weren't after you, it wouldn't kill you, but the bite would be a neurotic bite. Like, let's say you know, you're the one guy that knows. I don't really matter about these things, because I don't know. But you have that snake, and you know he's not poisonous, but it's going to hurt. So the poison, they can kill him too, because it's a malacha, shen shi chlikufa, but makam has it gone. The other extreme, let's say you have an animal, like a mosquito, which is just annoying, and it gives you a bite, and it hurts, and it keeps you up, so that the malacha, shen shi chlikufa, doesn't matter the tzar. So you see the two extremes. Two extremes. The shiloh is a bee. Be it, right? Be a tzira, gamas a tzira, the tvaira. There's something in the middle over here. So what's all? So you learned today, the tzira, gamas a tzira, shei shalach ba, that tzira, you'd be allowed to kill. It doesn't say in Rashi that it kills. It says it blinds and whatnot, but you see today that if it would cause a tremendous damage, you'd be allowed to kill that tzira on Shabbos. If it was coming after you, you'd be allowed to kill it. If it's coming after the Kenani, then don't kill him. But you're allowed to kill a regular bee, a regular dvaira, these types of things. So what should come out? Pashtis, that's a kuliyama, you can't kill it. Unless, obviously, you have a baby or somebody that's allergic to it. I'm not talking about that case. But a regular case, you have a bee, and you know the matziv, everybody's afraid of the bee, and they all start saying all types of meritika chachma. Oh, don't worry, the bee's more scared of you. Meritika chachma. The bee doesn't understand that, though. But so now here's the bee's running around the sukkah, mach havik, and mach meshiket. You're allowed to kill him. The place can say you can't kill him. If it's not a dangerous matziv baby, then you can't kill him. But they all die, and you're allowed to trap him. Because you have to remember, first of all, it's Mokshen Tzil Gufa. Second of all, it's Ein Bemino Nitzai. Just knocked it down to Derbanan. Third of all, it's definitely Mazik. So there's a Meritik of Graz. The Balatanya says you can't kill a bee. Says Mefersh. Ani Tama. Rosh Hashanah says this grass is Poshit. About this, no Shaila. A snake that's painful and whatnot, that you're allowed to trap. Even allowed to kill in certain cases. He says, but you can't compare a snake to a bee. And the Gemara talks about a snake, so you can't compare a snake to a bee. But me, I'm Mamish Pella, by me it's a big Pella. I don't understand it. It's an Ein Bemino Nitza. It's not something that we trap. We pass into the bees, an Ein Bemino Nitza. When it comes to the killing, we're not killing it. It's true. By Seder, though, we have the leeway. Ein Bemino Nitza, Ein Tzarech Ligufay, to prevent what? To prevent, forget the hezek of that he's going to actually bite me, which is a Meritika hezek. I got another news for you, by saying, what if he bites Chalila V'chas in the eye? Neurotic Hezek, that is. That's a Neurotic Hezek. It's no Shaila. And even if he doesn't, but the Hezek and Tzar and Agnes Nefesh that he causes when he's draining around over there is a Grace Hezek and a Grace Agnes Nefesh. Maisa, I'm telling you, by saying, what I'm saying right now is not in the books. If you look in the books, they quote the Graz. The Graz is the Balatanya. The Ben Ish Chais is also, he's Machmer Nabi. And Nechel Gefek, when I asked him, Yashiv, he said, you could be Mako. So you could be Mako to trap. Not to kill, to trap a bee. On Yontif, I'm telling you, this is Tarish Malbeth. In the books it says not like that, and in all the books it says not like that, because they're all quoting from the Paiskim, but I don't know. It's a Shaila of Derabanan, Shaimin Lahakel, in my opinion. That's what I think. This is a Malkim to Mekel, Rav Yashiv is Mekel. So I have a Maisa. Okay, you know, if you have one bee, and you could say, they have it's my Bobby, Zechan Levelchish used to say, Biela, Gaya Vek, Ich bin a kid von Avram Avinu. It works. If it doesn't work for you, then trap. You know? But by me it works. If it doesn't work, sure. But that's what you do. So that's a gabi a bee. The maisa, I get that's Kimat pachas a yoyse, that's ad kan, the Indian of Tzedah. Very interesting. Rabbi Yankiv Zichron Levracha, he had a tzad that you can kill a fly, a bee, a mosquito on Yontif. And that's very negayak in Sukkot. He had a tzad, you can kill a bee, a fly. What shaykh is Yontif? Because it's mitoich. It's mitoich that you can shecht an animal on Yontif with tzayrich. So hutter, even shloil tzarech. Shloil tzarech means shloil tzarech, the positive tzarech. So if you learn through the Sukkot Vilchus Yontif, it's hard to freak up Rabbi Yankiv. It's very difficult. It's like a very, very mashmal like Rabbi Yankiv. Shlomo Zalman said it's not emes. He said the mitoich has to be that it has to be at least a, it doesn't have to be a positive tzarech. It can be a power, but it can't be negative. It can't be just to get rid, but it's a chiddush. It might say the belt does not make like this Rabbi Yankiv, but it's an interesting idea. It doesn't help us with Seder, because Seder there we shayin in the hold that you're not allowed to tzad on shah and yomtiv, even in a Torah, not just midiraisa. This is at least the shayla to spray pesticides straight onto the bug and the flies and while everybody understands himself as asr. To go and spray it straight onto it is asr. To spray it in the room and he's going to run out and it's not a psik reisha, maybe he's going to live, maybe he's going to die, that's mutter. What's that called? That's called it's not a psik reisha, mutter. You spray you have bugs. So you spray around all the edges, all around over there, and you know that now, so it could be that some of the, now I must tell you, sometimes they have these things, I think they're called the bomb or something, I don't know, they have like a name or something, and you put them there, and a person has like a major, a dreadful cockroach problem, whatnot, he puts out a bomb, they, I don't know, they have these things, they have different names and whatnot, and you know for sure you're going to come up, there's going to be 7 or 8 leviathans of cockroaches within the next 2 hours. That's a psychration. That's a psychration. I'm talking about a spray, you spray, you don't know what's going to happen, hopefully you'll have enough brains, it'll run away. So then that's not a psychration, it's mutter. To spray on your body, repellent, I think that's what it's called over here, repellent, insect repellent, the mosquito repellent, mutter gomer, obviously, there's no shayla. Bug is just, you're making yourself bug free. Is that about the, there's no shayla, and it's mutter gomer. Now, I'd be remiss, even though it's not our sukkah, I'll say the kitzah, because I want to get to all the other, the kuluch that we wanted to talk about. I'd be remiss if I wouldn't talk about, we spoke about this in the past, I'll just mention it now, because I have an addition. We spoke about lice. I think we spoke about it here in the Space Medrash many years ago. Lice is, it's a meritic shayla. Are you allowed to kill lice on Shabbos? The Gemara says mutter. The Gemara says, why are you allowed to kill lice on Shabbos, take out the lice? You can't rip out the hair, obviously. But you're allowed to take out the lice. Why are you allowed to take out the lice? You know, sometimes a child nepach has lice and it's very painful. And I spray this death murder spray on the lice and they all die. So the mice says, the Gemara says it's mutter. The Gemara says, why is it mutter? It's not part of a rabba. The lice is not something that's part of a rabba. It just forms, and the only thing that is an issa deraisa of netilas neshama is something that has part of a rabba. Yeah. Mice said, what's the shayla? So we know that as of about 400 or 500 years ago, they discovered under microscopes, it's not the metzias. It's not the metzias. There's no such thing that it doesn't part of a rabba. There's a mama, there's a zayda, there's alta zayda, there's shniblach, there's no shayla. There's zikr, they have para, they have rabba, there's eggs, they have mammies, they have tatis, and that's the whole thing. The whole business. You know, so here you have a big machlekes in Klal Yisrael, hashkofa kimat. Hashkofa. Now what do we do now? So to do, you have the Pachad Yitzchak. Pachad Yitzchak is not Rabbi Yitzchak Kotner. Pachad Yitzchak was from 300-400 years ago. It's a great surprise. He writes over there that we have different kingdom than they have. Our kingdom is different. The lice is different. Ishtana Teva. Chazal, we're talking about one type of lice. We're talking about another type of lice. These lice you can't kill. And that's how you bask it. Last time I mentioned, the Yashir Taka went with this Shita. I mentioned last time we spoke about this in Michtav Aliyah on page 300, I think, in 56. He says over there that no, Abada, we don't listen to the scientists, to the microscopes. They knew this also. So he says different mahalachim. He says maybe we'll say that anything that you can only see the power of a rubber with a microscope that doesn't have a shame of power of a rubber. Different svaras. And then he writes at the end, I quoted his lashon. His lashon is, he says, and even if you won't find the teretz, namin shedin emes v'ashem yareinenu. Doesn't matter, din emes, and you can kill lice on Shabbos. Okay, I said back then, it's machlekes. I sent the shalat to Chaim Kanievsky. I said, yei shayimrim, that nowadays you're not allowed to kill our lice. Right? Madas harav. Madas harav. So I'll quote you what he wrote back. Right? Wrote back, divrei hevel. That's Hevel. Hevel's like Narishkeit. Narishkeit, Meritik. I don't want to say, you know, your father-in-law does Narishkeit. I don't want to get family fights over there. But he yells that this is my, he goes strong, stark with the Michtav Eliyahu. He goes strong with the Michtav Eliyahu. If Chazal said that the kingdom are mutter to kill, the kingdom are mutter to kill. Why they're mutter to kill? Frenishkin Kashas, Hashem Yareinenu. I had a ma'isev. Kimat the shaila is not tzinig. I'll tell you why. Because even after I heard from Yashiv, you have to be machmir. But Yashiv said that if it's a mocking tsar and the child is a kai, the child is a lot of tsar. The lice is driving him. Usually, when you're taking out the murder stuff, the comb you want to do after Shabbos. You can't do on Shabbos anyways. Elamite, the kid must be in riziga pain if you're going to go and start spraying his head with this stuff, which is going to kill. So then, if he's in pain, Rav Yashiv said, "Look, it's a makim tsar, but makim wa, the lachash ain't tzrich legufa. It's a lachash ain't tzrich legufa, makim tsar of a child." So, then anyways, we make us. But me, the shayla is not such a negetic shayla. Anyways, it's akapanim, the machdishta. Okay, that's the ma'isa. The guy be trapping people. So the Avnei Nezer talks about this. The Avnei Nezer, you have a child and you want to tie him up until the end of Shabbos or something. So the Avnei Nezer has a truth about this. There's a raya. I'm giving all the parents here good ideas. You should be taking notes. But Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shinna Mites, see, Dalit talks about ain't done in Shabbos, that you're not allowed to tie up somebody and to trap him, so that because that's included in the Isser Derabbanan, you're listening good, of not dining someone on Shabbos. So, Mamela, what do you see, Zakhda Paiskin? You see from over here that there's no Isser Derais of Tzedis Adam. Because otherwise, typically, it's an Isser Derais to trap him. And they say, oh, that's a Tzedutim, why? Sakapanim is no Isser Derais. Sorry? Finished. What would be the Isser? Ah, it's not the Mino Nitzer? Sure it is. The children. Okay, bye. Now, by the side. I have about 10 minutes. In this 10 minutes, oh no, we started late. So I have 13 minutes on my clock. Okay, we're good. I have 13. In these 13 minutes, I'm going to believe that Bez Hashem, I'm going to just do chick chak different things that come out now in the summer. We did say that I wanted to have one thing, arichastik. Maybe I could do a little bit kids today. Number one is like I'll be making ice. I think a lot of these things we spoke about in the past, anyways. But just an interesting thing that the Chabina held, you can't make ice on Shabbos. Chabina held, you can't make ice. He held, it was noyed. I think a lot of people know, many places can argue on that. To make a long story short, I think the makom of the kalachas like this is to go with Ramah. That Ramah holds that even if it's noilad, but b'makim tzarech gadol we'll call it. So then it's mutter anyways to be moilad, which means that, you know, a child is ikar oinik Shabbos is to make these freeze pops or something, and you forgot to make these freeze pops, these ices or whatnot before Shabbos. So ma'aseh to shayla the chlal if there's a noilad making ice on Shabbos, and it's a tzarech gadol for a child. You, if you want to know, could you put ice because your Coke is boiling hot? So maybe if you consider it a tzarech gadol. So then there's a makom to be meikel. We spoke about this in the past. I think that's the p'saka b'kubelis. Chabina was machmir. Chabina was machmir. I say the p'saka is that the makom tzarech gadol, it could be meikel. Now, ma'aseh though, it's an interesting thing. One thing is clear: to take ice and to smash up ice until it gets slushy, that's awesome. Can I tell you where it's negated? Okay, sometimes people, they take a Coke, a Pepsi, one, they freeze it. And then afterward, they want to, you know, they froze a little too much. So they start shaking it up and down vigorously to smash it and to make it slushy. And then that's mamash asa. That's mamash asa. There's obviously no difference between taking a knife and smashing up the ice, what the Gemara talks about. When I say smashing, I don't mean breaking ice in half. To break ice in half is mutter. But to take the ice and smash it into slushy, that's awesome. So but I was thinking like this. I don't know. The children are going to be very upset with me after this year. I was thinking like this. I don't know, in England, if they have, in Eretz Yisrael, they have these little ices. I've been talking about ices, ice pops. They're called igloos. They're like basically, igloo is Hashem b'simcha. They have like these, they're like in a little plastic. They look like little small bags, connected bags. Right? And they, you rip them, you bite them off like this. And you bite like at the corner. Everyone knows I'm talking about the cloud. Because if not, you won't have done it. I imagine they have such a thing here in England. Yeah. Okay, they have. But I have a problem. I watched a child eat this on Shabbos. He ran home and quickly tells mother and papi, the rabbi's watching. But look how he ate it. He ate it like this. He bit it off. Now, it's one big stick ice. Okay, they get it after the office of Bonham. So he does like this. He cracks it inside the bag. He cracks up like this, like breaks it up. Right? And then he sucks it out. Now, if you go into the lumpness of what he's doing, I can't, come on me, young man, right? Show me what you're doing, right? When I watched him, what he's really doing is, right now it's a piece of ice. What he's doing is, he's breaking it into a slushy form, and then he's sucking it out. That's not mutter. So he said, oh no, it's derech achilah. Can you take a pen and write with your mouth on Shabbos? You're allowed to do that, you're allowed to take, it's derech achilah. I'm taking the pen and write like that. He's breaking it, and then he's sucking it. I don't know. You think about it. What do you say? You think I'm wrong? Yeah. Where does it say Derech Achilah is a hetter? We're saying derech achila is a gewisse zach, which we have a hetter legabe boyer, which we'll talk about. Ulai toichin is a shayla, and that's it. Derech achila is not the matter. You can't say, look, I'm allowed to drive to the kiddush on Shabbos. Why? Derech achila. Derech achila. It doesn't. So I don't know. I'm leaving it with a shayla. We'll leave it with a shayla. In the meantime, I don't know if you have to be moich against your children or tie them up. Doesn't look like. Now, legabe in air conditioning. I gotta get a guy to turn on an air conditioning in this winter, this summer that you guys have is Ishkeferlech. I don't know. But you gotta get, just a moment, sorry?
Get 80 with the ice
cream. No, I just don't want to lose my train of thought. But I'll answer after. If you have to get a guy to turn on the air conditioner on Shabbos, a big story, a big ariches. The makom to be makel, again, it's a big ariches, everything is getting a kitzen now. But the makom to be makel is that if you go, the electricity is a drabanan when it doesn't involve the light. Right, so it's a shayla only drabanan. So the shlutz, you're getting Ivan to turn on the electricity. He holds like Rishonim Zalman Orbach. His guy mamish paskin is everything like Rishonim Zalman. He holds that the electricity drabanan. So it's a shlutz to shlutz. B'makom tzarech gadol. Okay, it became very popular, but it became a very overused heter. Davtas gedenken as medav zayn taka tzarech gadol. Has to be tzarech gadol. It's not standing the person. Well, you know, whatever he does during the weekday. People, they lose the train of thought. Everybody here at one point in his life asked the Rav, am I allowed to go and get a guy to turn on the air conditioner? And the Rav said, okay, it's a shut to shut. The guy holds like a shalom zalm, it's a shut to shut, smoke into a gozlum. That's good thinking, everybody said. You know, the fact that today, much like you put on an air conditioning today is nishkeferlich outside. So Shabbos, he's used to having it the whole entire week. I don't know if Yezach becomes a tzarech gadol. I don't know if it would be a tzarech gadol. I'm not answering. I'm just telling you it has to be a tzarech gadol before the hetter. And then, there's what to talk about. Even afterward, there's a big shayla, a lot to argue. Right? Then, the Yashiv was machmir. You can't get a guy to turn on the air conditioner. Fine. But even those that are meiko was only the makom tzarech gadol. Next, oyo. We spoke yesterday in the great oyo Shabbos was a megahat. We had about the oil and whatnot. The emes is, mamish, in order to be over on oil on Shabbos, you really have to be a miyuchadik rasha. Because there's so many funim of not being over on oil. Because I'll give you so many a teirim. The child has outside their flies, so you want to put a net over the child. You want to put a net over the child. So a person that's not learned, he takes the net, he puts it over the child, he's over on oil. He puts it over the pram, over the crib, or whatnot. A person that even has the smallest amount of ideas of halacha, say no, there's one of two ways. If on Erev Shabbos he put out the net, a tefach, so now he's allowed to be mamshechet. Right? It was already out like this. Once it's ready, then on Shabbos he can be mamshechet. That's there's no shayla. Sorry? The other way is even, let's say fine, but I didn't do that on Erev Shabbos. It's even that, Chazal were nervous. Chazal wanted to make sure. Goodbye, this moment. What a momento. Take that side. Okay? You do it with a shinoi. So you take first this, you hold the oil like this, the net, you hold like this, and then you slide under the crib. Good? Fine. Very simple. The easiest thing in the world. I have one shayla. I ask out loud. I have two shaylas I ask out loud. Right? Hold this one more time. You don't mind. You have to the mitzvah. Yeah? When I'm going to slip under, this is the baby carriage, I'm slipping under the baby carriage. I slip under the baby carriage, right? So, l'chaira, it's now over here. Now what happens? They both drop it. So l'chaira, they drop it, then they didn't gain anything. No? What's the whole part? The whole part is you have to do it with a shina. Yeah? Yeah, it's like this. Now I'm taking this under. I take the hat. Slip the hat under. Yes, everyone's getting in today. All right, I'm taking this all off. No, you stand there. Okay, now drive it. Okay, so the problem is like this. Now what do? They go like that. Right. So then, is that called a shinoi? The whole lumbus of shinoi. The whole lumbus of a shinoi is that this is here first, and then comes this part. So that the roof was on before the bottom, and that's mutter. Yeah, but the belt doesn't do it like that. You have to do it very, very as a matzah that it really just you're not really dropping. I don't know. I asked one time to call him. He told me that then the poskim should have been more explicit. And nice, it means that that's also okay. Why? Because nice, I first put the roof in the makim, and then it was already mahil on that makim, and then afterward I put under the the walls of the makim. So he told me he thinks that there's a makim to be meikel, right? But he didn't know. So he went to ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky the Shana. So he went, he was himself, he's somebody who learns Reb Chaim Kanievsky every other week. So he asked Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim told him, so he asked him, how do you do it? So Reb Chaim told him that, do it, Mamish, I say, he showed him, you take the jacket, the oil, the tent, the top of the tent, and you push it, I say. He says, Mamish, you hit the roof. Hit the roof. I say, you take his arm, I don't know. It's a chiddush. I think that this Talmud Chalchem, if you wouldn't have asked, I'm a fraxish of Shain Treif. If he wouldn't have asked, the Taka would have said like he said. Because the Paiskim are a Soisim, they don't say this. I would have said like he said, but it's an interesting idea. That's number one. One thing in the summer. Another thing in the summer, that's Pashit, that you could take a towel or something, you could black the sun, that's an oil bidei adam, you're allowed to take a towel or a face, a board or something, a stick, you're allowed to hold, some type of a piece of cardboard or whatever, just to black the sun, that's oil bidei adam, is Matagamer. The umbrella at the table, that's a big shayla. Based on what we spoke yesterday. But Etzim, we have no idea why regular umbrellas are sir, as we said. And oil. But we don't know why, because it's a collapsible. It's made to be open and closed. And the emissaries, the Paiskim say that an awning, you're allowed to open an awning. You're allowed to open and close an awning. An awning is what they call it here. An awning, because it's like a door. It's mile on that makim. It's opening, just like a door, you're allowed to open and close. And just like a roof that, you know, they have a sukkah roof that goes up and goes down, it's a door. You're allowed to open, you're allowed to close. And the Paiskim say, who are they? An awning, you're allowed to open and close. So the Paiskim say, if you have an umbrella by a table, and that's its makim kavua, so then that maybe that's like a door. Maybe it's like a door. I must tell you that in this, it's mamish, yesh v'yesh. Some Paiskim are meikel, some Paiskim are machmir. I think the Chazon Ish should take a meikel on this. So I think there's a makim to be meikel. The makim to be meikel. Shlatin, you have to know if Moshe would be machmir. We spoke about yesterday. So, makim imekel, makim imachmir. About this, it has nothing to do with the regular umbrella. Nobody should confuse this for a moment. To take a regular umbrella and open a regular umbrella on Shabbos, that's also gomer. And that's a big arichas why this is different, but akoponim is a makim, imekel. The gabbe the vacations, we still have 3 minutes. The gabbe vacations, so people have to be careful not to say, I'm driving so and so tomorrow, I'm flying somewhere. You're allowed to say, though, I'm traveling to a certain place. Right? Actually, no, I take that back. I take it. Traveling, the Aruch HaShulchan says you should, Fodin he says you shouldn't say. Because traveling is tantamount to saying the words driving nowadays or flying. But I'm going, you could say. Say I'm going. I'm going to such and such place. Because this is a big sigya also by his side. Because in Dabed Oven, there are ways to get out of that. There are ways that when I'm saying the word I'm going, there's ways to do it without necessarily doing Yitzurim. There's that it doesn't have to, it's not tantamount to be saying a Chilul Shabbos. So going, the Maisa, the Poiskim are Ataka Mekon, but Taka traveling, you have to be Machmir. This, I have a few shaylos. A shower, a cold shower. You know, you're allowed to take a cold shower in the summertime. Sometimes very necessary, you want to take a cold shower. So it's very interesting to say. The Alta Minig that the Mishabura brings down was you can't, we have a Minig that we don't go into an hour. We don't go into an hour, and they extended that Minig even to a bathhouse, a Nahar. A river. We don't go into it. Why? Because of Schita, because of this, all different reasons they're afraid you're going to carry the water down the Amis. So that became the Minik Ashkenazi. Don't go into a river. Ramosha, in a phenomenal tshuva, Chelik Dalit, I think it was Simonine Hay, married to Ketshuva. Ramosha declares, he says he sees that in America, it means Chutzlaritz, but he sees that in Chutzlaritz, they didn't have showers in the Haim. I remember this, you were all younger generation, fancy people, indoor plumbing and stuff. But the Haim and Lishkahat came that way. I remember the Vasetrogger. Some people here still remember the Vasetrogger. No, but they didn't have fancy plumbing, indoor plumbing. So much says, they come to America, you come to England, you come to. All of a sudden, they took this minute of not going into a shower, a bath on Shabbos, and they took it also to the shower. Okay, so listen to Rav Moshe. You see the Meritika, Amuna that he had in people. Meritika. He says, what's the pshat in this minute? Is it the pshat that they're making a mistake? Is it the pshat they're making a mistake and they think that this is part of the minig? The minig was you can't go into any cold water. So Mamela, you can't go into a river, you can't go into a bathhouse, you can't go into a shower. If that's the case, they're wrong. So it's a minig toys, because that wasn't the minig. It doesn't have all the reasons of the minig. The minig had, because it's taka, maybe dafka now, because taka, you have the carrying down the Amis. He says, or no, maybe this is the minig America. Because crazy, right? Maybe this is minik chutzlart that they realize it's not included in this, and they made a new minik. So I decide that that's mechayev. Maybe the confirmation. In other words, if they're making a mistake and they think that's included in the previous minik, so I decide it's a tais, a minik tais. But maybe they know that. All the people that started not taking the shower, they realized it has nothing to do with that, but they were machmer on themselves, and now you admit it. We don't go into cold showers because it's enough for us to add some reason that a person might come to the shechita. So Rav Moshe says, I bezai, you should be machmer. Because he doesn't know, you see this murder. Rav Moshe says, a safek, and because he's machmer, that became talk of the minhag ha'olam. I just tell you that avada, b'makom tzar, the person has tzar, and others around him have tzar, so avada's makom yimekel. Shabbos makim imekel taka. Rav Moshe held you can't use liquid soap on Shabbos. But the taka makim imekel a bit more than Rav Moshe, and told you could use a liquid soap. So that would be taka in it. That would be if a person, but again, Rav Moshe said it has to be tzar. How do you mark there what's called tzar? It's like I came to my house a few months ago. A year ago in the summertime, and he said, "My Moshe has tzar. You want to know what's that door when he could take a cold shower now? At what point he could take a cold shower?" I said, "Look, what if I have to make you pay right now, and you have to know who you're talking to?" Right, but what if I make you pay now 100 shekel? 100 shekel. And by the way, when we change countries, it turns into 100 pounds. Would you take the shower? If I told you, you can only take the shower if you pay 100 shekel. So he said, yeah, I would do it. I said, okay, then the only way you can take the shower is if you actually give me the 100 shekel after Shabbos. All of a sudden, he didn't need a shower anymore. I told him, don't worry, not stuck in that garnish, I'm taking the money, I'm buying with it, nothing. All of a sudden, it wasn't so hot anymore. Boss? Jabam is, it's a long story made short, but Yom Tov has really came out the same thing. Yom Tov Kapeh, these halachas is the same thing, that's why I'm mentioning it. Yom Tov will be the same thing, just Yom Tov has a lot more chance of tzar. Guy is a 3-day Yom Tov, he's going to be the tzar. Now there's other shahs, I can't go into the hot water systems, a lot of our hot water systems turn on a fire anyways, it's not really sinagaya, but at least the cold shower. Cold shower, b'makim tzar, that's mefirish, it's mutter. Yeah, after Simchas Torah and a 3-day yontif, so then even if you're not willing to pay the $100, they'll all chip in, Rabbi Zayin. Everybody in the Gantz Shtetl. I want to say two more halachas, b'maychem, I want to finish up this Indian. The gabe grass, everyone's outside in grass and whatnot. It's interesting, the Mishabura says you're not allowed to run on tall grass. That's what he says. The Velt thinks you're not allowed to walk on grass, you're allowed to walk on grass. You're allowed to walk on tall grass. You're not allowed to run on tall grass like the Mishabura, because the Pesik Reish is going to come out. There's an Aruch HaShulchan, which is a phenomenal Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan over here, he quotes the Mishabura. It's not so often. There's about 9 or 10 of these in the Gan Sefer. He quotes the Mishabura, and he says, what's he talking about, Bacha? And then he writes, he says, when you run on tall grass, what does it do? It comes out? No, it pushes it in more. It doesn't come out. So he says, Ayde Bir Alokha says it, Ein Anu Achroi Al Zeh. We're not responsible for that. See, right? Now, by me, the Mishabura is not the Paisik Acher. The only thing I'm just going to tell you is that people ask me a lot of times, what's called tall grass? What's called tall grass? And they all want to know, maybe that the little grass that comes up from the, that little grass, maybe that's called tall. Maybe the short grass is where it's mamish, mamish, shir chayinah. You know, and the tall grass is where it's from the chazanish, right? Maybe, I don't know. I think tall grass meant to stack a tall grass. I think it means at least it's got to be, a love worth for shteis. But the regular grass on the regular lawns, I don't think that's called tall grass, nearly. And if I'm wrong, anyways, I have the Aruch HaShulchan. It's not sinagaya, how many of us are running, But, and if you're running on Shabbos, he's got some type of reason to run on Shabbos, but Uncle Panim, Maisa, they're definitely want to be Sai Mechon. Spitting on the grass, the teal, so dying on the grass, he says, rhyme, you're doing. Another shayla, I don't know. The Ramos says, you shouldn't eat on the outside. He says you shouldn't eat on the grass. You shouldn't eat outside on the lawn, on the grass, on the whatnot, because Shema, the water will spill. It's a chumrah. It's a chumrah of the Rama. Chumrah. Like he himself is saying, I'm saying the chumrah. You actually desire not to even eat outside on the lawn. Why? Because maybe a drink will spill. It's a Rama. Simon Shema Advasi, Katan Gimel. Now, at Maisa, I think the Velt, a lot of times, shall shittis in the summertime. They eat outside on the lawn. I know in the bungalow colony, Zichur, when I was in America, I remember everybody ate in the bungalow colony, they ate on the lawn. I think of some limit schos, I have a limit schos. I think of limit schos. Maybe pshat is, I don't know, it's a chiddush, but maybe because you're eating on a table. The lashon d'ramah is don't eat over the lawn. If you eat over there, then things are going to fall, things are going to spill, and spill on the grass. Here, if it spills, where's it going to spill? First, it has to spill on the table. Right? Then, from the table, has to spill onto the grass. And that's a shine already, a grandma and whatever, a suffix of a grandma and a dust. I'm going to say, right, I don't know. Maybe that's the Minig Ha'olam. Maybe somebody have a different Kli Mitzchus. That's one more Indian that we got in. We chapped the Rhine on the Indian of Kaitzer. If it's not your lawn, then the Pais can make them. Because it's a Loi Nichle. You don't care if it grows over here. Okay. In Chayrish, I want to mention one thing. Chayrish, you're not allowed to sweep outside, Rabbi Yisai. People have to know this. You're not allowed to sweep outside. I think the Oilam knows you're not allowed to play ball on outside. That's a Vada Shaila Vashua Gomez. But you're not allowed to sweep outside. That's a very, very big problem. Because even if it's a tiled floor, but the Chazal made a Gzeira, I'll do the floors outside which are not tiled. So you're not allowed to sweep outside. So if you're eating outside, certainly you can't sweep on the grass. But if you're sweeping even on the tiled floor, if you're outside, you can't sweep. You can't sweep. The last thing I'll end with is going to the North Pole. Or the moon. Very negated Shaila. So when's Shabbos? When's Shabbos? So the Yaivitz brought in the Shar Tshuva, Moraksiyah, and some Jinnah men, and last him in the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, oh, I don't know, when are you going to make Shabbos? So he says, maybe he'll do like this. Everyone knows that the Shaila get lost in the desert, so you have to count 6 days, 6 times, 24 hours, and then. So he says, maybe that's what you do. That's the whole Shaila how to learn that. It means like this. You leave on a Tuesday, so now you start counting. How's it work? You start counting 6 days from there. No, it's up there. There's no games. Up there is Shabbos. It's all Shabbos. Yom Shkula Shabbos. Yeah, Yom Shkula Chayim. So what do you do? So some learn it means like this. You get there and you count now from when you get there 6 days from then. Let's say you left on a Tuesday. So you start counting from then, 6 days now, and then the 6 times 24, the seventh day, that's Shabbos. Or no, he means you start counting from your Tuesday. Tuesday, and now you count 24 hours from whenever you left. That would have been the Pashtis. That's one side. Others say no. They say no, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is you go bus a Yerushalayim Erech Kodesh. You go bus a Erech Yisrael. That's really Be'etzim, the time, you look at the Balatanias, it's hard like this also. That's the real official time of Shabbos. So everywhere else in the world, no, what can you do? Shkia, Shtal Zot Nishtu. But if you have a place that doesn't have the Musagim of time, the Mashal, space, and Rav Moshe Sternberg writes this in a Tshuva, he says, look, in space there's no Musagim from time. Azeb is over there. So when is Shabbos? So Shabbos is whatever it is in Eretz Yisrael. Whatever it is, that's the Iker Makim of the world. The Iker Makim. I saw another safe, he writes like this. He writes, no, there's no time there. So wherever you left, that's what remains until you leave. The Mashal, you left on Purim. Agantzi or Freilich. You left on Purim, so it remains Purim there. For the entire duration. So everything is up. You have one guy, he came on Purim. Okay? So him, Amish, it's a God's your friend. And look, Andadi, the Gekim and Takin, and Kippur, and Tishabab, he's fasting and fasting and fasting and fasting. Okay? So I say, come twice. Oh, so I say, Taka, she said, Emma is the place we say you shouldn't go. Because of these reasons, you can't go. It's a subject, right? So I say, Chazain Taka, to the Yom Shekulai Shabbos, Nish the Yom Shekulai Chai.
It's good.